Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, June 13th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of real estate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is...
This Bezos-backed startup lets you become a landlord with only $100. Arrived, a company backed by Jeff Bezos, allows users to buy shares of rental properties for as little as $100, offering passive income without the headaches of being a landlord. With over $124 million in funded properties and support from Bezos, Arrived has attracted over 500,000 investors. The company purchases single-family rentals in up-and-coming neighborhoods, allowing users to buy shares of properties that pique their interest. Investors earn passive income through rent and benefit from property appreciation. Arrived leverages data science and expert insights to select properties with high appreciation potential. Users can choose between regular rentals for consistent income or vacation rentals for higher income opportunities. Bezos, along with other prominent investors like Uber's CEO Dara Khosrowshahi and Salesforce's co-CEO Mark Benioff, have invested in Arrived. Over 250,000 investors have already taken advantage of this unique opportunity to diversify their portfolios with promising real estate investments.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.